Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
Hello to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. You're all very welcome to Bundoran Community Library for the second in a brand new series called Night Night Northwest. Over the course of this series, we will bring you 9 unique programmes all based on Irish children's literature. You'll hear stories about giants, sunbeams, a happy prince, and even a little boy called Tom who refuses to wear shoes. We are delighted to be joined today by the pupils from St. McCartan's National School.
And we have first class with us here. Today I'm going to read a story called
The Bee Man of Orn.
The Bee Man of Orn. Has anyone seen this story before? Jamie has. Jamie, you've read this story? Is it good? Are we going to enjoy it? Do you remember what it's about? Yeah, what's it about?
But it's a man and it lives in a bee forest.
That sounds like a crazy story, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Bee man. Who here likes bees? Does everyone like bees? Is anyone afraid of bees? Are you? A little bit? Oh, they're okay, aren't they? Does anyone know the sound that bees make? Do it together. What is it? So on the back of the book, it's going to tell us what the whole story is about. Will I read it for you?
Yeah.
In the ancient country of Orn, there lived an old man who was called the Bee Man because his whole time was spent in the company of bees. The Bee Man is happy with his lot until one day a junior sorcerer gives him some disturbing news. The Bee Man, he says, has been transformed. He was once something else, but what? A giant or a prince, perhaps, a dog or a dragon? With a hive on his back and a cloud of bees around him, the Bee Man sets out on a quest to discover the answer. What do you think? Do you think it sounds good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Will we read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a question, Isabella?
I think it's going to be a really, really good story.
Yeah? I'm looking forward to reading it to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. The Bee Man of Orn. By Frank R. Stockton, illustrated by PJ Lynch. And we were lucky enough to have PJ as part of this series. Do you know who PJ Lynch is?
No.
Who does? You do? Who's PJ Lynch?
Well, my mum and my dad know. I just know his name because my mum and dad know him.
Oh, that's great. PJ Lynch is the Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, which means that he is the laureate for children's stories all over Ireland. So you know what his job is?
No.
What do you think, Niamh?
Creating stories?
Yes, sort of. He did all the drawings, they're called illustrations, in this book. He's an illustrator. That's one of his jobs. And his other job is to make sure and try and help children all over Ireland read stories. What do you think, Jamie?
His other jobs, they write the story.
Well, he wrote one story called The Boy Who Fell Off the Mayflower. And you know, I think they have it here in this library. So see, when you're looking for books, if you look for Illustrated by PJ Lynch, you'll see all the stories that he did all the drawings for. See all these pictures?
Yeah.
But I'm going to show you the pictures in close-up when we read a bit first. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. In the ancient country of Orn, there lived an old man who was called the Bee Man because his whole time was spent in the company of
bees.
He lived in a small hut which was nothing more than an immense beehive. For these little creatures had built their honeycombs in every corner of the one room it contained. On the shelves, under the tiny table,
all about the rough bench on which the old man sat and even about the headboard along the sides of his low bed. All day the air of the room was thick with buzzing insects, but this did not interfere in any way with the old bee man, who walked in among them, ate his meals, and went to sleep without the slightest fear of being stung. He had lived with the bees so long, they had become so accustomed to him, and his skin was so tough and hard that they no more thought of stinging him than they would of stinging a tree or a stone. He was ugly, untidy, shriveled and sunburnt. He was poor, and the bees seemed to be his only friends. But for all that, he was happy and contented. He had all the honey he wanted, and his bees, whom he considered the best company in the world, were as friendly and sociable as they could be, and seemed to increase in number every day. One day there stopped at the hut of the bee man a junior sorcerer. This young man, who was a student of magic, was much interested in the bee man, whom he had frequently noticed in his wanderings, and he considered him an admirable subject for study. "Do you know," he said, when the bee man came out of his hut, "that you have been transformed?" "What do you mean by that?" said the other, much surprised. "You have surely heard of animals and human beings who have been magically transformed into different kinds of creatures?" "Yes, I have heard of these things," said the bee man. "But what have I been transformed from?" "This is more than I know," said the junior sorcerer. "But one thing is certain, you ought to be changed back. If you will find out what you have been transformed from, I will see that you are made right again." "I wonder what I have been transformed from," he thought, seating himself on his rough bench. "Could it have been a giant? Or a powerful prince? Or some gorgeous being whom the magicians or the fairies wish to punish? It may be that I was a dog or a horse, or perhaps a fiery dragon, or a horrid snake. I hope it was not one of these, but whatever it was, everyone has certainly a right to his original form, and I am resolved to find out mine. I will start early tomorrow morning." He rose before sunshine the next day, put on his leather doublet, bound his new hive to his back, and set forth on his quest, the bees who were to accompany him buzzing about him like a cloud. As the bee man passed through the little village, the people greatly wondered at his queer appearance with the hive upon his back. "The bee man is going on a long expedition this time," they said. "I believe that I shall find my original form. When I see it, I shall be drawn towards it. Something will say to me, that is it." He now travelled for a day or longer, and then he came to a great black mountain, near the bottom of which was an opening like the mouth of a cave. This mountain, he had heard, was filled with caverns and underground passages, which were the abodes of dragons, evil spirits, and horrid creatures of all kinds. The bee man went by himself through a great part of the mountain and looked into many of its gloomy caves and recesses, recoiling in horror from most of the dreadful monsters who met his eyes. While he was wandering about, an awful roar was heard resounding through the passages of the mountain, and soon there came flapping along an enormous dragon with body black as night and wings and tail of fiery red. In his great foreclaws, he bore a little baby. "It is too bad," thought the bee man. "Someone ought to do something." And turning around, he ran away as fast as he could. He ran through various passages until he came to the spot where he had left his beehive. Picking it up, he hurried back, carrying the hive in his two hands before him, when he reached the cave of the dragon. "Are you okay?" "Yeah. Without a moment's hesitation, the bee man rushed into the cave, threw his hive straight into the face of the dragon. The bees, enraged by the shock, rushed out in an angry crowd and immediately fell upon the head, the mouth, the eyes, and the nose of the dragon. The great monster, astounded by this sudden attack and driven almost wild by the numberless stings of the bees, sprang back to the farthest portion of the cave, still followed by his relentless enemies, at whom he flapped wildly with his great wings and struck with his paws. While the dragon was thus engaged with the bees, the bee man rushed forward, seized the child, and hurried away. "What are you going to do with that baby?" said a youth. "I shall carry it along with me as I go on my search," said the bee man, "and perhaps I may find its mother. If I do not, I shall give it to somebody in the little village yonder. Anything would be better than living to be devoured by that horrid dragon." They soon entered the village, and after walking a short distance, the youth exclaimed, "Do you see that woman over there sitting at the door of her house? She has beautiful hair and she is tearing it to pieces. She shall not be allowed to do that." "No," said the bee man, "her friends should tie her hands." "Perhaps she is the mother of this child," said the youth, "and if you give it to her, she will no longer think of tearing her hair." "But," said the bee man, "you don't really think this is her child. Suppose you go over and see," said the other. The bee man hesitated a moment and then he walked towards the mother. Hearing him coming, she raised her head, and when she saw the child, she rushed towards it, snatched it into her arms, and screaming with joy, she covered it with kisses. Then with happy tears, she begged to know the story of the rescue of the child, whom she had never expected to see again. She loaded the bee man with thanks and blessings. The friends and neighbours gathered around, and there was great rejoicing. The mother urged the bee man and the youth to stay with her and rest and refresh themselves, which they were glad to do as they were tired and hungry. They remained at the cottage all night, and in the afternoon of the next day, the bee man said to the youth, "It may seem an odd thing to you, but never in my whole life have I felt myself drawn towards any living being as I am drawn towards this baby. Therefore, I believe that I have been transformed from a baby." "Good," cried the youth. "It is my opinion that you have hit the truth. And would you really like to be changed back to your original form?" "Indeed I would," said the bee man. "I have the strongest yearning to be what I originally was." The youth took a great interest in the matter and early the next morning started off to inform the junior sorcerer that the bee man had discovered what he had been transformed from and desired to be changed back to it. The junior sorcerer and his learned masters were filled with enthusiasm when they heard this report, and they at once set out for the mother's cottage, where by magic arts the bee man was changed back into a baby. The mother was so grateful for what the bee man had done for her that she agreed to take charge of this baby and to bring it up as her own. "It will be a grand thing for him," said the junior sorcerer, "and I am glad I studied this case. He will now have a fresh start in life and will have a chance to become something better than a miserable old man living in a wretched hut with no friends or companions but buzzing bees." The junior sorcerer and his masters then returned to their homes, happy in the success of their great performance. Years and years afterwards, when the junior sorcerer had become a senior and was very old indeed, he passed through the country of Orne and noticed a small hut about which swarms of bees were flying. He approached it, and looking in at the door, he saw an old man in a leather doublet sitting at a table eating honey. By his magic art, he knew this was the baby which had been transformed from the bee man. "Upon my word," exclaimed the sorcerer, "he has grown into the same thing again." What do you think of that? What do you think? Abby?
It was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
What did you think, JJ?
It was very funny.
Very funny? Jamie?
I liked that last page.
Yeah. Was that a surprise? What did you think about the ending?
The way he grew back and did the same thing.
I know. It's a really magical story, isn't it? What about you, Karen Oak?
It was cool.
It was cool? Would you like to see some pictures? So when I was reading the story, were you thinking about what the bee man might look like?
Yeah.
Niamh, were you thinking about the bee man?
Well, I thought the story was very fascinating.
Fascinating. It really was, wasn't it? What about you, Carly? You wanted to say something?
It's a good story.
It's a good story. Will we look and see what the bee man looks like?
Okay.
This is the country of?
Orn.
Where the bee man lived. What does it look like? What do you think, JJ?
It looks like a village used to be there.
Yeah. It's sort of old looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it a lovely picture?
Yeah.
So PJ, the illustrator, would have painted that. So when he was reading the story, this is how he imagined the country of Orn to look like. So who do you think we're going to see here? Who's this?
The bee man.
The bee man.
I didn't think of him like that.
You didn't?
I think he'll love spots over his face.
Sort of warty and witchy looking? He looks sort of nice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's like a nice one.
Sort of.
Yeah, huh?
He's a wee bit awkward, his face.
Yeah?
He's so old.
He's old. What do you think, JJ?
On the first page, I saw the bee man's back.
You did? Look at all the bees. What do you think, Karen O?
He looked very grumpy.
Grumpy? Does anyone remember how he was described in the story? Does anyone remember? What do you think, Isabella?
I think I can remember he was...
ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah. Is he ugly?
Yeah. He's ugly and he's not ugly at the same time.
I think that's a good answer. Look at his hair. Was he out in the wind in Bundoran this morning like we were?
No.
Yeah. Did we go on?
He's got spiky hair.
Spiky hair. Is that what you imagined him to look like? No. So who's this guy? And what's he doing? Meeting the bee man. It's sort of very old-fashioned looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like an ancient old story. We don't dress like that, do we?
No.
Does anyone here dress like that?
No.
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 Very old.
Very old. Well, he is old, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
How old do we think the bee man is when you think of the end of the story? Who could take a guess? What about Tara?
89.
Anyone else? Andy?
92.
92.
I know.
You do? What do you think, Niamh?
I think he's 1500.
He could be 1500? That's very old.
I know.
Tara?
I think he's 900.
That would be the oldest person, yeah, wouldn't it? Megan?
700.
700. Or 1500. Or 600. Mm. We don't find out his age, sure we don't?
No.
What does sorcerer mean? Does anyone remember?
He does spells.
Spells, that's right. Niamh?
He's a magical person.
Yes, a sorcerer is a magician. Yeah? Will we go on? Who else do we need to see? Who else
baby.
Do we need to see? Oh, the baby, the poor baby.
I saw the baby already.
Did you?
It's like blonde hair.
So he goes on his travels. There he is with the bees. And why does he go on a big journey? What's he looking for? Isabella.
Find out what he was transformed into.
You are listening. That's exactly right. Oh, look, where is he going now?
To the dragon's cave.
Look, what's that?
Dragon's cave.
Are dragons real?
No.
Not in Ireland, not anywhere. Just in stories, but they're sort of fun to have in stories, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about the colours on the pages? What does this cave look like?
It's very
Tara.
Scary. It looks kind of all orange.
Orange.
It looks like he's on fire.
Yes, it's very hot looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ava, what do you think? Isn't it hot looking? Fiery looking? Yeah?
Who else wants to talk, Tara?
It looks like there's lava painted all over the place.
Would you go in there? Would anyone here go into that cave with that dragon?
Yeah.
You'd go in.
Yeah, I would.
Jamie and JJ would go in.
I would.
You'd go in here.
Yeah, I would.
See the baby.
Are you crazy? What's the baby. Why would you go in there? Why would you go in there, Jamie?
I see a dragon.
You're going to slay the dragon?
No, I'll ride on a dragon.
Would you guys fight the dragon?
Yeah!
Oh, you've got great kids to have around the place. Cut his head off. What would you like to say, Dorian?
I could throw a bomb on him.
Oh, that would get rid of him, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So then the bee man, what did he do? He snatched the baby, ran out of the cave, and what's this? What's this picture here, Ava?
The village.
The village. Do you see? The village, and there's the bee man. There's the baby. And everyone is really
happy.
So then they have a big party. There's a musical instrument, look. They're all singing and dancing. Oh. So the magician went off to tell the other magicians, didn't he, the other sorcerers, that the bee man was transformed from a baby. Do you remember? And he wants to be... Look at that. JJ, you're laughing too. He's funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
Who's this?
He's so funny. It's
the
bee man.
Who's this? Look at him. Now he's cute.
I can see the real bee man face.
Look. Yeah. Do you see? So the sorcerer went back to tell the other sorcerers that he wants to be changed back to a...
baby.
Look at him. Look at his eyes. He looks sort of surprised. I suppose you'd be surprised if you were changed from an old man into a baby.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous now.
He's very cute, but...
He looks very surprised. I think it probably was a very surprising day, that day, wasn't it? Yes.
I think it'll go around and around and around and around again.
Round and round. You are very right.
Big old, big old.
You have it. You got the story. And then we're back to the
country of
Orn.
He turned into a
singer. The sorcerer came back. Remember the end? Years and years later.
And he turned into a
senior. Yes, you're right. He turned into a senior sorcerer. That's exactly what the story said. And he came across a hut with...
bees.
There he is, looking into the cave. And he saw... And the end of the story said that he turned into the exact same thing again. The end. What do you think of that story?
Funny.
Funny? JJ.
Absolutely scary.
Did you think it was scary?
Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book.
I didn't want to go with
but
that.
Oh, what words, what pictures, what a book.
That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from St. McCartan's National School. Please join us next week when we will be broadcasting from the Twin Towns Library, and our audience will be the children from St. Mary's National School, Stranorlar, and our guest author and reader will be Marion Rose McFadden. So until next week.
The Bee Man of Orn by Frank R. Stockton. Illustrations by P.J. Lynch. Published by Walker Books. Night Night Northwest was produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey and is a Real Films production which was funded by the Donegal County Council Library Service and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.